The proposed borrowing is half of what lawmakers wanted for enhancing school security, expanding VOTEC and community colleges, and replacing school water pipes because of lead concerns. Judy Savage with the New Jersey Council of Vocational Technical Schools says 17,000 students were turned away last year from VOTEC schools because they were at capacity.
This proposed bond act will enable the schools to expand, to add new programs to meet the needs of industry, meet the needs of employers, and move the economy forward.
Governor Murphy conditionally vetoed a plan seeking authorization to borrow $1 billion for the proposed projects. Lawmakers agreed to go along with a reduced request to meet the deadline for getting that bond act on the November ballot. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.